Are you looking for an internship position? Are you looking for that first job that'll get you started in your computer science or software engineering career? Well, this episode's for you.
The Computer Science Software Engineering College Courses Review Podcast, where we describe the core courses that all aspiring computer scientists and software engineers should take on their college path. And now your host, Andres Arriaga.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm so glad to be back here after such a long time. I am sorry, guys, everybody who, you know, all who listen to the podcast, who really get value from this. I'm so sorry for me to be able to, you know, like, just go and leave you guys hanging. But you know, I'm glad that I can be back right now and sort of talk to you guys about what's happening, what's happened with my career, my professional profile, I guess, a little bit, and just myself in general. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you get a lot of value from this as well. For those who don't know, and this might be the first time they listen to the CSSE College Courses Review Podcast, this is a podcast where we talk about how to become a software engineer or computer scientist, and how are the courses that you should take in order to become a good professional. Okay, so without further ado, I just want to say that for this episode, it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be one of those bonus episodes. We're going to be talking about getting an internship position at a tech company. And why is that? Well, guys, because I just finished, I'm finishing my senior year at college, and it is mandatory at tech to take an internship position sort of job and complete 4 months of that. And if you complete that and everything's good and, you know, you made some work and the company likes you and whatever, and they actually can abide by you that that you actually did some work, then you have, for example, that course approved. It's a practitioner's course. And when you got that approved, then you can graduate next year. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I am in my internship position at SecureLink at a DevOps position right now. We're trying to, well, SecureLink is trying to build up its DevOps department, a sub-department of a software development or engineering department. So yeah, it's a pretty cool experience, I gotta say. And well, hopefully I can get you guys more information about that in a later episode. But in this episode, we're gonna be talking about how to get an internship position at a tech company. Okay, so I just gotta say that it's a long sort of, it could be sort of a long process. It can be sort of a exciting and also frustrating and also tiring process at the same time. And yeah, I mean, you might be very nervous, but in the end, somehow it's going to be worth it. So just stay there. Okay, so some of the companies that I applied to, I'm just going to name them, tell you what they did or what they do, actually, because none of them have gone out of business. So what they do, what I thought about them, what happened when I applied to them, and yeah. So first of all is Acri. So Acri is a small to medium-sized company here in Costa Rica. They develop software for mobile and web. So they're basically a software developing company. And, yeah, so, you know, they just did that. I actually kind of did well with the interview. It was pretty logical. It was a more logical interview. You know, they asked you logical questions and mathematics questions and sort of like general programming questions. So it wasn't that bad. You know, they didn't focus on one technology or one programming language that I didn't know. And that usually happened with some other ones, but well, it didn't happen in this one. And I was pretty sure that they were, you know, okay with me, you know, kind of glad with me. But turns out they didn't choose me. They chose another guy, one of my friends, actually. His name is Kafai. He's a great guy. I'm actually super happy for him. And, yeah, I hope that everything's working over there. So, you know, pretty pleasant experience overall. And, you know, one of those companies that even though I didn't get in, we're still in good terms. So, yeah. The second company is called Avantika. I don't like to throw some hate around, but I gotta say this. I haven't really worked there, but I've heard from various different of people and colleagues and friends that Avantika is not a really good place to work because of different factors. Number one, they don't have air conditioning, and it gets really hot. Number two, they sort of like exploit you when you're an intern. They kind of like just make you do a lot of bunch of different things. They don't even pay that well for the amount of work that they demand from an intern. So it's kind of tough for me, you know, in that sense. And so, yeah. Equifax, that's the third one. It's a big company, as you guys can tell, because you guys probably know it. Equifax is one of the biggest financial managers and handlers of user information in the world. And they actually had a security breach not so long ago. And they are reconstructing their infrastructure. So, you know, one of the things that I really liked about Equifax is that they are big. They had a lot of things. They treated me really well. I aced their exams. I think I was like the first, like the very first guy who got in based on the scoring of the exam. Because the exam had SQL, and I know a lot of SQL, and had Java, and I love a lot of Java. So, yeah. Well, I mean, we all know a lot about SQL and Java, but I guess I just kind of went over some concepts and things before going in. So really, really go over stuff, okay? Ernst & Young, that's another one. I really didn't like that one in the sense that they really didn't pay that well. And they were kind of far away. Equifax was really far away, so that was like the determining factor for me to not go there. Ernst & Young, they didn't really pay that well, and they were kind of far away, so, not that well. Hooli is a startup. They were really cool. They were really healthy and everything, and I thought that I was going to fit in, but turns out I'm not that good at JavaScript, and that's basically everything they use, so not for me. Infos Group, that was my first interview, and I thought I aced it, but I actually didn't, so... Well, that's kind of lame. Curio, it was pretty cool. I didn't go to their interview because I fell asleep, and that was horrible. Conrad Group, oh my goodness gracious. I don't know. I mean, that day I was so freaking hungover. Not hungover, I'm sorry. Like, sleeped over. I don't know. I was so tired, man. Everything is so tiring in these kinds of processes. But I was tired, and they used only JavaScript, and I didn't know crap about JavaScript, so damn. I really needed to know a lot more about JavaScript. Now, guys, if you know me, I love self-awareness. So if you know that you're not a front-end kind of guy, don't go into front-end. If your love and your passion is in the back-end, study that. Be good at that. Like, seriously, just hone your skills in whatever you like. And that's going to be better for you because you're going to be happier. And I know that I'm not a front-end guy. I'm a back-end guy, for sure, 100%. I'm not that great at user experience. So, you know, just so you know. Midware was a startup. I got to tell you guys more about that. Well, maybe some other ones like Mobilize, Procter & Gamble, Perfidios Tecnológicos, Amasource, SecureLink, Sense IT, Sim Machine, and Soin. Maybe some of the most important ones were Procter & Gamble. They were pretty cool. I liked their culture and everything. And I sensed that I could get into a more software engineering type of phase for me over there. Sense IT, I really wanted to get there, but turns out I didn't get there. they were pretty cool. They basically handled everything that had to do with inventory in a group, you know, in a business group. So, like, for different types of products and things, they handled all of that. Samosource was pretty interesting because you had to work with big data. You had to help people in Africa who were the ones who were categorizing some images for the machine learning algorithm that they had. So you basically had to, like, handle big, humongous chunks of data. Let's see. Then Sim Machine was pretty interesting because it was it is actually a heavy artificial intelligence company here in Costa Rica. They're pretty cool. They have a machine that basically kind of like gives you a lot of similarities with a lot of different things. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so what I want to get to this is that I applied to a lot of different companies, as you can tell. And they had different sizes and perspectives and people. But a lot of them rejected me. Like, seriously, like more than 80% of them rejected me. Like, I think it was only three good ones. They told me yes. So don't feel bad if you get rejected. It'll happen almost inevitably. And if you want to find a good fit for you, that's probably what's going to happen. You know, people are going to shut their doors and hopefully one of them is going to say, you know, I think that you're a good fit for me. And maybe you are, maybe you're not. The thing is that you want to get your options minimized, you know, so that you can make a decision. And if push comes to shove and you are out of options, then you pray for one. Guys, this is a craft, okay? And it needs time, but more importantly, it needs passion. If you have passion, you're going to put in the time, you're going to put in the work and the effort. You're going to be learning about new technologies all of your life, and you're going to be happy doing that. That is the most important thing. If this is your passion, if you're self-aware and you know that this is going to be something that you love and you're going to love doing the rest of your life, then for all means, do that. But if you find and you feel that you don't really like to go into, you know, new technologies, or you just don't want to be messed with, you actually gravitate towards something else, then really pay attention to that and try to find what is actually your passion, just as I am. But that goes for another day. Okay, so there are different types of companies that are based on their sizes, right? So maybe I'll tell you guys some of the pros of working at a small company, such as a startup. Small companies have different pros. For example, they are really easy to escalate in the corporate ladder. So, for example, if you have small amounts of people and not very defined departments, then it's easy to escalate into a higher position because there are, you know, less people. So maybe you are in a software development startup of some kind, maybe, and you're really good at what you do. You really handle the data and the analytics, and you're like the heavy data type of guy. You know, everybody in the startup knows that if they have a question about data and databases and whatever, they ask you, then you're most probably going to be the database analyst and database architect, and you're going to be probably like a big data type of guy, and you're going to be the boss of that department later on when the company is big. So, you know, you want to keep that in mind. The second pro is that you get to experience lots of different technologies at small companies because they, of course, don't have a lot of people. You are going to be handling different types of work because you are the one who has to do them. You know, you can't delegate them to anybody else because there aren't any other, you know, departments. There's just like one, maybe, or two. So you have to experience lots of different technologies and get your hands dirty with a lot of different things. And that gives you a lot of experience. 100% agreed with that. The third one might be the culture, because a small company's culture is easily, it's easily experienced. It's easily, experienced because of the amount of people again. So because you have very small amounts of people, you can talk with everybody. You can actually see what their rituals and their things and their events and everything. So maybe you like that. Maybe you like to live in a small family and everybody knows each other and you guys do stuff together and you're like a family. So that'll be the third one. The fourth one would be location, okay? So I guess this is an overarching one. If you find a company that is close to you, that is priceless, because you don't know the amount of time and energy spent in commuting to work. That is humongous, I'm telling you guys. So location is really important. Really, really have that into consideration. And the fifth one would be believe in the product or the solution that they bring to the problem. So if you really believe in the problem and the solution that they bring, and you're excited to work with them to find more solutions or to make the product better or whatever, or you fell in love with the idea of the company itself, then of course it's going to be a huge pro for you. Some cons of a small company. You may not get paid at all. Okay, first of all, you may not get paid well. And that's, you know, reasonable because it's a startup. You know, guys don't have a lot of capital as a big company does. So just have that in mind. You may not get paid at all. Another con would be that you get to do a lot of work. A lot, and possibly you have to work extra hours, and that's basically because of the same thing, right? You guys don't have a lot of people, you are just yourself and some other dudes, and you guys have to make it work somehow, so that involves extra work and lots of extra hours. The third one would be that you would have a lot more responsibility in a small company because of the size again, right? Because you have to manage a lot of different things, a lot of different work. And if you're not there, then all of that work is just going to disappear or just going to go to another guy who is going to be, you know, doing the impossible, trying to figure out how he's going to take care of his work and your work at the same time. So, you know, that's a big thing. And the fourth one would be not have the best working environment. Maybe using your PC in a house garage without the best internet. So, you know, just have that in mind. Small companies are usually based on a house or a garage or somewhere that is not going to be the best for, you know, the best standards ever. But it's going to be workable. So just have that in mind. Okay, so just as I've talked about small companies, the pros and cons about working there, maybe I can tell you guys some pros and cons about the big companies, such as large corporations. So number one would be that you get paid well. Usually you get paid well, and of course you will get paid because it's a big company and everything. Yeah, you know. The second thing would be that you get a good working environment with lots of perks and goodies. Maybe you have, you know, your own park space, maybe you have free food or snacks or you know, whatever the heck you want, like humongous workstations and three different monitors and I don't know, whatever. You know, it depends on the company, but usually they have a lot of money so they can do that. The third thing is that you have a set schedule and defined tasks, meaning that because it's such a big company, there's a lot of organization and people, then you are assigned tasks and work according to the whole thing. So that means that you have everything pretty much predetermined, and organizing your life is going to be way easier that way. Plus, you won't have usually the same amount of work as a startup employee because, you know, it's a big company, unless they are like undergoing, you know, a huge, I don't know, huge release or change of the whole product or some huge change that is going to make you work a lot. So just have that in mind. The fourth one would be culture. I don't know, but some people like the culture of big companies, you know, culture where not everybody knows each other and the culture where you are one more person in a sea of people. Maybe, you know, people like that. People like to be, you know, surrounded by other people, some of them. I don't know, maybe it can be you. The fifth one would be location. Okay, so again, maybe a big company can be really close to you, maybe not. But that's just my imagination. Usually big companies are not close to you. So if you have a company, big corporation that is really close to you, then really pay attention to that because it's something not that common. It's kind of rare for that to happen. And the sixth one would be work on a department that you are interested in and immerse yourself there because the big companies have different departments and subsections and everything. Then you can really dig into whatever you like. Instead of touching different technologies and things, you can really double down on the thing that you love the most. Usually big companies will let you do something like that. Depending on, of course, you're not going to go, you know, to like HR if you are an engineer. You're going to go into, you know, different specific areas of engineering, but that's going to be more in your favor. You know, that's basically a thing. Some cons of big companies would be hard to escalate. It's usually harder to escalate in a big company because you might want to be, you know, a boss later on in life, but usually what happens is that departments already have people who are appointed as such, who are actually hired because of their managerial skills and, you know, things like that. So it's really hard to escalate. It's really hard to, like, get up top to a CTO or a manager or whatever. So just have that in mind as well. You might need to use a bunch of different technologies or not, you know, depending on the big company. Maybe you are a guy who loves using different technologies, but at a big company, maybe that's not the case. Maybe you're just going to be touching 1, 2, and 3, and that's it. Some people like that, some people not, so I just listed it in the cons section. The third one would be you are just another number. Lots of people don't like that. Lots of people like to live in small knitted communities as a family and to, you know, be able to know everybody else and that everybody knows you. That gives you some sort of value, I guess, this person. People like that, so, you know, I just listed that as a con if that's you. Another thing would be that it's not very flexible. Usually big companies have procedures and standards and lots of things, lots of rules that you have to follow because it's such a big thing, such a big corporation and organization that you just have to make rules so that people can live their lives and work and not get into each other's way. Really have that in mind. And yeah, well, as I mentioned before, big companies are usually very far away, and that was precisely the thing that made me said no to both Equifax and Ernst & Young. They were so far away, man. Like, usually they're really far away out in the open areas and fields of industrial parks, and so, you know, it's not for me. I don't like that commute time. I'd much rather be driving less than 30 minutes to get to my work. I mean, to get to my job, sorry. That's exactly what I did because I got a position at SecureLink right now. I'm an intern, although they hired me full-time right now, I'm still an intern for them. It's kind of interesting, you know, it's kind of weird because they really did hire me full-time. However, they're testing me, of course, because I'm still a student at tech. So it's pretty interesting. I'll probably make a video about that later on and hope you guys would find that valuable as I explain a little bit more about my position, about my things that I got to do as a DevOps engineer right now. I'm getting into the DevOps world and that's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool because all of my tech life, I've been, you know, using variables and programming languages and different things, and now I'm sort of like in a higher level where my variables are servers and my procedures are roles and playbooks and things, you know, to install things. You know, it's on a in a higher level sort of thing, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. I thought that I was going to be, you know, way worse at this, but well, it's my third week now. Well, it's going to be actually, and I think I'm not doing that bad. I actually asked my mentor how I was doing, and she said that I was okay, you know, like in a normal pace. So that's good. It's not bad and it's not great, but it's normal. So I think that's amazing. So thanks for listening, guys. I really hope that you guys found some value in this and that, you know, maybe you can stay tuned for the next one. Next one's going to be a little bit more technical, a little bit more techie side of things, as I explain a little bit more about DevOps and the technologies that we use there. So thank you for listening, guys. Hope you have a great week. And hope that you're really happy that I sort of revived this again. Take care, guys. God bless you. Bye-bye.